Tell me, does this woman belong in the Nebraska State Senate, or does she belong in a mental institution? Here is Michaela Kavanaugh supporting trans surgery for minors.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. You matter. You matter. And I am fighting for you. And I will not stop. I will not stop today. I will not stop tomorrow. You are loved. You matter. You belong here.
It's not just putting girls' clothes in the boys' aisle. It's not just putting like an I'm gay with a rainbow flag shirt in the boys' aisle. It's going to dark, sordid places you can't even imagine. Target under fire for selling clothing made by creepy, satanic, transgender designer that promotes drugs and violence. Yes, folks, that's how bad it's gotten. They do studies where kids end up killing themselves. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Where to go from here? Where to go from here? Well, sadly, I've got a stack of this absolutely disgusting stuff that the left wants to do to your kids. It's hard to really reason with this in any other way, shape, or form other than to just say, are you guys pedophiles? Are you guys serial child abusers? Because that's what it looks like to the general public at this point with your drag queen sexy time for kids shows, with your canceling of gay pride parades because you can't do lewd acts on the streets in front of children, with the pornographic material you want in the classrooms for them. Now, I want to get into this news, and I want to use this story as bookends, because if you understand this, you understand what it's really all about. Oh my gosh, I'm getting nauseous watching this. If you're an audio listener, it's a male stripper dressed as a woman with a child, looks like maybe a six-year-old girl, in the chair. Like, you ever been to a bachelor party, or you ever had like a party with your friends and you'll have a dancer there and you put your bachelor friend on the chair and they do a little strip dance for him? Well, that's what they're doing to little girls now, with men pretending to be women with their junk hanging out. And they, you know, put it right in front of these kids, folks. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. That's what's going on here. It's hundreds of videos. Believe me, I'm as disgusted with it as you are. You think I like covering this crap? You think I like going to the Capitol and facing down these wicked monsters? So use this story as the bookends for this segment. America's most closeted state revealed, where residents come first in the nation for Googling the terms, am I gay? Am I lesbian? Am I trans? CCI study highlighted a nationwide increase of 1,300% in searches related to sexual and gender identity questions since 2004. Now, folks, who do you think is searching that on the internet? Children. And why do you think they're searching that on the internet? Because of the propaganda that the American left is feeding them in the classroom and in the media. You know, if you're gay, you probably know you're gay. Am I trans? Well, if you're trans, then you've had a surgery. So again, why are children all of a sudden at an increase of 1,300% searching, am I gay, am I lesbian, am I trans? Because they get introduced to all this propaganda, it confuses them, and so then they look it up because they're not sure. Because they're told all this bull crap that doesn't actually make any sense to them, but they're told, no, this is normal, this is what you are. So they have to go to the internet to figure it out. So keep that in mind for a bookend. Lawmakers want answers on NIH trans kids study that led to two suicides. These people are sick freaks. They run trans kids experiments. They're experimenting with children. I mean, this is Dr. Mengele level stuff. This is like Jekyll and Hyde, Frankenstein. I mean, these are mad scientists using children for political experimentation. Oh, we're going to prove how great trans are for kids. And then two of them commit suicide. Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate have demanded answers from the National Institutes of Health over a two-year study involving prescribing gender-changing hormones to hundreds of children as it emerged that two of the youths ended up killing themselves. Was that a successful study, liberals? Was that a successful experiment, leftists? I guess so. Two of them killed themselves. That's what you guys like. You're a death cult. You're mad they got out of the womb. So let's chop them up. So again, two kids killed themselves because of a trans kid study. 1,300% increase in am I gay, am I trans? Who's doing this? Where is this coming from? What is the source? Is this not evil? Target becomes the latest target of anti-woke boycott as it sells Satanist pride LGBTQ plus products for kids. Folks, this is getting out of control. It's not just putting girls' clothes in the boys' aisle. It's not just putting like an I'm gay with a rainbow flag shirt in the boys' aisle. It's going to dark, sordid places you can't even imagine. Target under fire for selling clothing made by creepy, satanic, transgender designer that promotes drugs and violence. Yes, folks, that's how bad it's gotten. They do studies where kids end up killing themselves. Now, there's multiple threads on this currently on Twitter. If you want to find them, Scarlett Johnson has one. Aristos Revenge has one. And you can see these people love to dress up as Satan. It's like they worship Satan. It's like, I mean, I want to be accurate here. If I go around wearing a St. Louis Cardinals shirt, do I worship the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team? No, I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan. I like the logo. I like the team. Well, that's what they are with Satan. They like Team Satan. They like the Satan brand. They cheer for Team Satan. That's why they love abortion. That's why they love trans kids, because they're on Team Satan. So if I'm watching a Cardinal game and the Cardinals are winning, I'm saying, yeah, go Cardinals. These people see kids committing suicide. These people see kids getting murdered in the womb, and they say, yes, go Team Satan. And now Target is bringing them into your children's aisle. Folks, I'm telling you, the stories at InfoWars.com, I just can't even look at this sick crap. So anyway, I wouldn't be shopping at Target if I were you. It's literally now beyond just the LGBTQ themed stuff. It's satanic drug themed stuff. And it's not even I'll take my kid to a concert or something, then they'll have some crazy images, like psychedelic images on the screen. No, this is like full on branding of drug abuse Satanism. Nebraska state senator throws a fit debating sex change bans for minors. Why do they get so mad? Why do they get so mad? I'm up against a break here. When we come back, I'm going to play this clip. Look at this deranged freak. She belongs in a mental institution, not the Nebraska State House. State Senator Michaela Kavanaugh. You know, you wouldn't elect a Nazi to office, would you? So why do you keep voting for Democrats? You wouldn't elect authoritarian control freaks, Satanists to office, death cult members to office, would you? So why do you keep voting Democrats? That D actually stands for death cult. So we'll play this absolute deranged lunatic on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Now, I'm not saying I would support this because I wouldn't support this, but you know that the quickest fix, the easiest way to save this country would just be to put all radical left-wingers into a mental asylum, a mental institution. You do know that that would be the quickest fix to this, right? I'm going to show you another example. But by the way, as I'm telling you, because I wouldn't support that, I don't want that. But you know that's what they're trying to do to you. You know, the left wing has decided if we get rid of all right wingers and Christians and conservatives, then that'll save the country. And they're actually trying to do it. And they're running entrapment schemes against you. And they're censoring you and imprisoning you. Ah, yes. And you know the final stage of this. So here it is. Tell me, does this woman belong in the Nebraska State Senate? Or does she belong in a mental institution? Here is Michaela Kavanaugh supporting trans surgery for minors.
Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people. Trans people belong here. We need trans people. We love trans people.
Mental institution or Nebraska State Senate? Where does Michaela Kavanaugh belong? Now, let's put aside our own politics here for a second and think about this as an issue. If you really believe that there's some sort of discrimination or hatred or bigotry against trans people, and you really believe that, okay. But where does that rank on the issues that we're facing in this country? How many people are affected by transphobia? You'd be tough to find one, wouldn't you? How many people are affected by our gas prices going up, our energy prices going up, the grocery bill going up, property taxes going up? Oh, well, gee, that's just about everybody, isn't it? But no, they want to get up there and rant about trans people because they think it's some sort of a virtue signal cause. Even if you do believe that's a big issue, it's like not even in the top 1,000 issues this country is facing. But, you know, I think about this. I think about this because we actually have a growing trans and gay population here in Austin. I'm not saying that these things coincide with one another, but, you know, Austin, when I moved here for multiple years straight, was the number one city to move to and live in. We're now at number 40. I'm not saying that has something to do with the trans community moving in here or the gay community moving in here. I just think it's more about just the left-wing ideology taking over, the Democrat Party taking over is what takes it from number one to number 40 in less than 5 years. And, you know, seeing trans people everywhere or having a new blossoming gay strip downtown is just kind of a sign of that. Now, I'm not really bothered by it. I like having fun. I've got a bit of a degenerate side to me. I like to drink too much, probably. Not as much anymore, but when I was younger, And so I don't care. I walk down the gay strip. I see people having fun. I'll laugh. It's all fun. It's all fine. I have no problem with that. Or, I mean, you go out to eat or you go to restaurants here in Austin, there's actually a chance a trans person is working there and making your food. And so I see this and I think about it. And I, you know, I'm like, I have no problem if this person wants to dress like a man or a woman. And if they do a good job making food, then fine. I'm a human. They're a human. They got a job to do. If they make my food good, then I have no problem. If they provide good service, then it's fine. We're all in this together. But see, the issue gets conflated here. Because should I be concerned? Because you've got all these people now in this local trans community that take my clips of me confronting them at the Capitol, and they take them out of context, and they say I'm a transphobe and I'm a homophobe and all this other crap that's totally not true. And then they share it out to the trans community here as an effort to put a target on my back. And so now should I be concerned if I go out and I'm having somebody that's behind the counter or in the kitchen making my meal that might be a trans person? I mean, it's already going on with leftists and liberals. But see, the issue here gets conflated. I'm not against trans people. I'm not against cross-dressers. I'm not against drag queens. I'm against propagandizing children into mutilating their bodies. That's what I'm against. I'm against propagandizing children and grooming them sexually. That's my issue. But see, they conflate it and they take it out of context and they say, you hate trans people. You're against trans. No, leave the kids alone. Again, back to the story. Why have you had a 1,300% increase in children searching, am I gay, am I trans? You have confused an entire generation of children. You have confused them. And they go to the internet asking these questions because you put them in their heads. That's my problem. The U.S. states mapped. The U.S. states where school librarians face years in prison and tens of thousands in fines for providing harmful books for children. Folks, they want to argue, this is just biology. You can go look at any fifth grade science book, biology book, whatever, and it'll have pictures of the human anatomy. We probably all remember. They have a scientific medical picture of the human reproductive organs, and yes, maybe even mammaries, female breasts. And you might even remember when you first saw it in grade school, maybe you had a little giggle, a little chuckle. Look, it says testicle. Look, it says breast. Ha ha. But it's clearly a medical picture, not sexual at all. A biological, scientific, medical picture to explain to children, here's what the human body is like. Here's the reproductive organs. This is a man's body. This is a woman's body. That's learning. No, now they depict, I can't even believe it. I mean, do I really have to say it? I mean, they depict all the most sordid, disgusting sex acts that you can commit, folks. Okay? You know what? We all like to have a good time with our spouses, significant others, whatever. We all like to have a good time. There's stuff that they depict in this textbook that probably 90% of the people in this country would never even think about doing. And they put that in children's textbooks and they say, no, this is for educational purposes. No, it's not. You're putting pornographic, sexually explicit material in front of these children. You're putting ideas into their heads that even as adults, they wouldn't be interested in. Book removals may have violated students' civil rights, education department says. So, okay. Now, see, you think about the culture jamming aspect of this. I'm not suggesting anybody does this for obvious reasons, but, you know, this would be the culture jamming phenomenon. Oh, I'm going to go into the classroom and I'm going to put down a Playboy magazine. I'm going to go into the classroom and I'm going to put down a Maxim pornographic adult material magazine. And don't tell me that's porn. Don't tell me that's illicit material for adults only, because that violates the student's civil rights. That's madness. That's insanity. That's criminal. But oh, if you put the LGBTQ pride flag and you say it's LGBTQ educational, then sure, sexually abuse the kids, sexually groom the kids, show them pornographic material. Why do you have a 1,300% increase in children searching am I gay, am I trans? We all know why. We all know why. They're trying to normalize sexually grooming and abusing children, folks. That's what they're doing. I don't even know how to properly respond to this. It's just so outrageous. There's a group here in Austin called Out Youth. You can imagine. Out Youth, counseling for children ages 5 to 11. Out Youth has been a leader in providing support to LGBTQIA plus adolescents and young adults through a range of services, including mental health counseling. What do you think that is like? Out Youth for kids 5 to 11. Again, why is there a 1,300% increase in am I gay, am I trans searches on the internet by kids? Because they're being confused, they're being tricked, they're being lured into this, they're being sexually groomed. It's kind of like if, well, we had this story at the migrant shelter in McAllen, Texas, that big monstrous facility they have. And we had inside sources talking about how young kids, ages like 5, 6, 7, were performing sex acts on each other. And so the obvious question would be, well, how is this happening? How did they learn this? Why are they doing this? Because it got done to them on their way into the country. They got abused. They got sexually exploited and abused on the way to the country. And now they're just repeating what happened to them to the other kids in the camp, and that's just what they're doing. Why is there an increase, 1,300%, in am I gay, am I trans? Because they're being told, you're gay, you're trans, you're all this other stuff, confusing the children, abusing the children. It's like if your kid came home from school, like your first grader, your second grader comes home from school, and they start making a drawing about gay sex or something about that, and you say, well, gee, what the heck? Where did you learn this? You're just a kid. You're not thinking about this. Where did you learn this? Obviously, you didn't come up with this thought on your own. Oh, yeah, mommy, daddy, this is what they teach me in the classroom now. Say what? Totally unnatural, totally inorganic, clearly grooming sexually is what's going on here. Out Youth. And they have this list of pronouns here on their website. Preteen drop-in take form and agreement. Preferred name. Pronouns. None of these even exist. The only pronouns that exist, as far as I can tell, in the English lexicon are he, him, his, she, her, theirs for individuals, and they, them, theirs for plurals. And now they have any pronoun. Oh, yeah, just call me anything. I don't know. E-M is, A-M airs, it's. Oh, you're an it? See, you know, whether you like Putin or not, you have to understand how the American left has set him up to now be a figurehead and a world leader. You're clearly engaged in sex abuse of kids. And so all Putin has to do is say, well, you know, gee, if we end up in a war with the West, if we end up in a war against America, boy, that's going to be easy to justify for my people because you're engaged in ritualistic child abuse and sexual grooming of children. It's kind of like, well, gee, if we have to go to war with the Nazis, they're rounding up Jews and putting them into concentration camps, so it's kind of justified if we have to take up that fight. And by the way, that's what the Russians did. And over 1 million of them died, and the Nazis were defeated. And it was the Russians in Berlin, and it was the Russians in Stalingrad. that lost millions of people and ultimately defeated the Nazis. So I don't want war with Russia. I don't want war with anybody. And I certainly don't want American children being sexually abused and groomed so that when they're 5 years old, they're being taught about all kinds of sordid sexual activity that most American adults are not even interested in. And this is what they're doing to your children in the schools. This is what they're trying to indoctrinate your children. So if you see your child, if you pull up on your internet search, let's say you've got a internet savvy child, maybe they're 7, 8 years old, and they pull up an internet search that says, am I gay, am I trans? You see that? Well, you know exactly where that came from, don't you? Or what are my pronouns? You know exactly where that came from, don't you? That wasn't an organic thought. They didn't come up with those ideas themselves. That's not childhood progression. That's indoctrination. That's propaganda. That's grooming. That's abusing. There's no other way to put this. 5 through 11 LGBTQ plus support groups. What in the hell does that even mean? You know, it might not be such an issue if they at least waited till high school, maybe. I could be open-minded if you said, you know, there's some bullying that goes down and a lot of kids realize in high school that maybe they're not heterosexual and maybe we should have some support groups for this. I mean, that would be one thing. Folks, they're marketing this to children age 5. What percentage of American children can even read at age 5? Ride a bike. Write. And before they can do these basic human skills, you have the left injecting sexual ideology and propaganda and grooming into their minds before many of them can either read or write or ride a bike. And then 1,300% increase in searches, am I gay, am I trans? That's the American left sexually abusing an entire generation of American children. This will be stopped. This will not continue.
Live. Lately you've been showing all the signs.
All right, we're going to go right back to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I just want to say this again. We have millions of viewers and listeners. You're amazing. You spread the word. It's incredible. But you really are the power of this broadcast. If you don't take action, the dog doesn't die. And separately, we have great products, water filtration, air filtration, that are the highest quality, highest rated for the lowest price you're going to find. Do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing supplements like X3, the very best iodine, the missing link. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities in the world because they don't have iodine. Most people are deficient in iodine. The government's lowered the daily allowance that you're supposedly going to have. It is the thing that energizes your brain, your cells, and so much more. X3 back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have the ultimate krill oil, the fish oil, highest quality there. So good for your brain, your body, your heart. It's incredible. We have 10-hour clean energy, Brain Force Ultra back in stock, discounted. All at InfoWarsStore.com. While you're there, get a great reset in the War of the World, my book, either signed or unsigned. Get a film, get a t-shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. We have other great products there like the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood to clean that out. God has given us so many great compounds. We have the highest quality CBD oil at more than half off what any competitors sell. The same 1,000 milligram systems for. So CBD oil, whatever it is you need, InfoWarsStore.com. We have turmeric, 95% curcuminoid. It's the same from a different manufacturer, the same thing as bodies. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A very small percentage of you ever go to the store, ever buy anything. You really need these products. You're missing out. Plus, we need to stay on air. That's a win-win. The only way we lose is you not taking action. So make the commitment, the fight, to try these great products out. For those of you on the fence, take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you humbly for your support and salute you.